Blog Talk Radio.
I am tired of these junk food babies starting churches off of potato chips. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And drawing more people than you can feed. A solid biblical foundation exists in the church from generation to generation. I am tired of these junk food babies starting churches off of potato chips. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And drawing more people than you can feed. That's why you're being peeled off to all these other religions. Because you don't know who you are. That's why people come in and tell you Christianity is the white man's religion. Because you don't know who you are. If you knew who you were, they couldn't pass that off on you. Stand up, Dr. Harrison. He's just as much Gentile as I am. By the flesh, neither one of us are the seed of Abraham. He's just a different flavor of the same mess. Christianity.
Okay. Tell me then, when way back in the 50s, when you got interested in, when you were interested in the Indians' fishing rights, before it was fashionable to be so, what triggered that?
I read a book called Indians of the Americas. I after reading the book, realized that I knew nothing about the American Indian and that everything we are taught about the American Indian is wrong. It's inaccurate. And our school books are hopelessly lacking, perhaps criminally lacking, in revealing what our relationship was with the Indian. When we hear, as we've heard throughout all our lives, no matter how old we are, that we are a country that stands for freedom, for rightness, for justice, for everyone, it simply doesn't apply to those who are not white. It just simply doesn't apply. And we were the most rapacious, aggressive, destructive, torturing, monstrous people who swept from one coast to the other, murdering and causing mayhem among the Indians. There's one Indian in there. But that isn't revealed, because we don't like that image of ourselves. We don't like to see us. We like to see ourselves as perhaps John Wayne sees us. And also what we've learned about the Indians has been largely taught to us by Hollywood and by motion pictures. They have educated us. So we naturally believe that when the Indians came, that the wagon circled and the Indians rode around and subjected themselves to terrible fire and died at a ratio of 65 to 1.
Both barrels of a shotgun would always get two Indians.
Yeah, and that wasn't the way it was at all. But anyway, Indians have been tragically misrepresented in films. And in our history books, in our attitudes, in our reporting. And so we must set about to re-educate ourselves. Who are you looking at?
You.
Oh,
there's a message coming. But,
oh, okay.
One thing I wanted to get into on that, too, was the subject of not only how the Indians treated on the screen, but off the screen. I know a guy who was
Let me tell you another thing. At a time when we say, especially, that we are going to keep our treaties and that we do keep our word and that we above all people do keep our word, I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
No exceptions. And the Indians howl with laughter, I guess, when they hear a public figure, like a president, saying other nations will laugh at us if we don't honor our treaty commitments.
Oh, yeah.
When they can think of 400 and, I don't know what the exact figure is, 31 examples of how we haven't in the past, and this would only be the 432nd case of it if we didn't. But I do go on. But we have a message. We'll be right back.
What?
Sir.
What?
Give me this water.
Give me the water.
That I thirst not.
Yes.
Neither come hither to draw.
Go ahead.
That's right.
16.
Yeah.
Yahuwah the Son said unto her.
And Yahuwah the Son said unto her.
Go call your husband.
Go call thy husband.
That's right.
And come here.
And come back.
Mm-hmm.
What'd she say?
17.
Yeah, what'd she say?
The woman answered and said, I have no husband.
It's the woman said, I ain't got no husband.
Yahuwah the Son said unto her.
What?
Thou hast well said.
What?
I have no husband.
You ain't got no business. You're well said. You spoke out real fast. What did Yahuwah say after that?
Okay.
Well, let me read the verse.
Okay, verse 18. For thou hast had five husbands.
He said, no, you don't have five husbands. Come on, you ain't got no husbands. He said, woman, you don't have five husbands. Go ahead and read.
And he whom thou now hast.
And the guy that does over the high out of the tree or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Is not your husband.
So Yahuwah got no problem doing what when you're out over your life?
Correcting you.
Yes.
But he didn't correct the guy that said, I ain't never been in bondage to nobody. Mm-hmm. So why didn't he correct him? Because he was telling the truth. He was telling the truth. We ain't never been in bondage to nobody.
That's right. We ain't.
So that could not have been Israel. Because
yes.
Israel just came out of bondage.
That's
right.
He didn't want to let them out of bondage.
Mm-hmm.
How you can tell anybody you've never been in bondage, I'm going to let you out with a strong hand. You know, I got to whoop you behind that saying that. How could you say that? How could Israel say he never been in bondage? Didn't he say that we cried to Yahuwah and he heard us and he made his move?
Yeah.
So how else now they got amnesia about being in bondage? Unless they was never in bondage. Unless it's a song that belongs to Abraham that was never in bondage.
Yeah, that was so.
And who was that song that was never in bondage?
Ishmael.
Now look at that human, Ishmael. That ain't Ishmael got nothing to do with this conversation.
Esau.
No, we talking about this conversation right here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We on this conversation right here. Who is this in 33 saying, I ain't never been in... Okay, let's get it. Let's go with the second one. Let's go to the fourth chapter of Luke. If you don't say right, if you say right, he ain't going to respond. But don't mess around and say, something wrong. Let's go to the fourth chapter of Luke, Mother Foster. We go have you to come, like I said, come clean in this lesson. You say, oh! Let's see. We're going to Luke chapter. No, let's make it, Luke chapter 1. Let's take a look at verse 30, Mother Foster. Luke chapter 1, verse 30. Listen good.
And the ministering spirit said unto her,
what?
Fear not, Miriam.
Yeah.
For thou hast found favor with Yahuwah.
Yes.
31.
Yes.
31. And behold, thou hast conceived in your womb.
Yes.
And bring forth a son.
Yes.
And shall call his name.
What?
Yahuwah the Son.
Excellent. Go ahead.
32. He shall be great.
Yes.
And shall be called the Son of the Highest.
Oh, so he will be called the what?
Son of the Highest.
The word of the highest name, and he will be called what?
Yahuwah.
Yahuwah the what?
Son.
The Son. So that's why we call him Yahweh the Son. Because the Spirit said that's what you call him. He's going to be called the Son of the Most Highest. That's why we call him Yahweh the Son. Because the Spirit said that's what you're going to call him. Isn't that right?
Yes.
That's why we call him Yahweh the Son. No, we can bag it up. Go ahead.
And Yahweh shall give unto him the throne of his father David.
So Yahweh gonna give him, Yahweh the Father gonna give him the throne of his father David. So now we know what loins he'll come out of.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Verse 33.
Listen.
And he shall reign over the family of Israel.
And his responsibility is to reign over the whole world. Is that what it says?
Family of Israel forever.
Oh, so the world don't fall to get up in there, sir. But they get themselves in there. But that ain't what the Middle Spirit says.
Right.
He gonna reign over who?
Israel.
The 12 tribes of Israel. For how long?
Forever.
Go ahead.
And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Okay, good. Now, the Middle Spirit talking to who?
To Miriam.
So Miriam ain't said a word yet. Now she finna start to respond in verse 34.
Then said Miriam to the ministering spirit.
Yes.
How shall this be?
How should this be?
Seeing I know not a man.
Ain't that something? How this gonna happen? I ain't never laid with no man. I ain't been with no man. How is this going to happen? Now the Middle Spirit, that ain't going to happen. That's why I tell you, when you come to class, it's best to don't try to think about nothing. Get your answer. Mm-hmm. We'll see what the answer is in 35.
Verse 35.
Yeah.
And the ministering spirit answered and said unto her.
Yes.
The righteous
go ahead.
Spirit
yes.
shall come upon you.
That's how it's going to happen.
And the power
of the highest, which is this son of father,
shall overshadow thee. Therefore also
that righteous thing
which shall be born this, of you,
yeah,
shall be called
the son of man,
the son of Yahweh.
Ain't that something? So son of man, he won't be called on son of man, but called the son of Yahweh the Father, right?
Yeah,
right. So that's where daddy is, right?
Yeah.
Now, what did she say behind that?
Verse 36.
Yeah, what did she say behind that?
And behold, your cousin Elizabeth shall have also conceived a son in her old age.
You're right.
And this is the sixth month with her.
So they're going to be 6 months apart, which is barren, right?
Yeah.
Verse 37.
But with Yahweh, nothing shall be impossible.
So she's fully persuaded. Now let's see what she said next in verse 38.
And Miriam said, Behold, the handmaiden,
your handmaiden
of Yahweh,
be
it unto me according to your word.
Go on, take care of the business. Whatever y'all folks do, go on, do it.
And the ministering spirit departed from her.
So whatever falls out of me, y'all gonna do it. I'm submitting.
Mm.
How is it gonna happen? The mighty one's gonna overshadow you. Mm. Huh?
That's right.
That's how it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
You got nothing to do with Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it's gonna happen. So she said, go on, take care of the business then.
Yeah.
Huh? Do you want me to take this long robe off? What you want me to do? That's what she's saying. How you want what you mean to do? What you want me to do? That's what she said right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how it happened. Mm-hmm. That was the middle spirit said, how it gonna happen? So all this about you. What Joseph did you? Joseph ain't got nothing to do with this picture. This is how it's gonna happen. So you see, but the middle spirit did not bust her out when she said, I not had no man.
Mm-hmm.
Did he bust her out? Say, no, you were with Joseph a couple hours ago. What you talking about? So that means that didn't happen, did it?
Mm.
So now we go back to 8:33, then you tell me what's wrong with this picture you're reading then. What's wrong with you? Now you're talking to the man that made the missing spirit. You talking to the man that made the missing spirit, and you said, what's in 8:33? What do you say in 8:33 to the man that made the missing spirits?
St. John 8:33.
What? What?
They answer him.
They answer him.
We be Abraham's seed.
We be Abraham's seed.
And were never in bondage.
And we was never in bondage.
To any man.
To any man.
How now says thou you shall be made free.
So now who can tell him that and get away with that? That ain't never been in bondage to. Could Israel tell him that?
No. No.
So that means that ain't Israel talking, is it?
That's right.
Oh, Mother Thompson. How can Israel be talking now and saying they ain't never been bondage nobody? And he just heard Moses say, we cried to our Yahweh for the stress we was in. So how could they say that to him and get away with it? Hello? Hello, Mother Foster.
I'm confused.
How can somebody lie to Yahweh and get away with it?
You can't.
So you can't lie to Yahweh, right?
Right.
So that can't be who talking then?
Israel, Yahweh.
That's not Yahweh talking.
Why? Because you can't lie to who?
Yahweh.
So who is this saying we ain't never been about? Oh! Ain't that something, Mother Foster? Ain't that something, Mother Foster?
Yes,
that must be who talking then? That must be Esau and his five sons talking. Huh? Huh? Now read 34. Now watch this conversation. It's 34. 33, 34.
That's St. John.
Yeah.
8.
Yeah, 8:34. Let's finish this conversation here.
Okay. St. John 8:34.
What it said 8:34?
Yahweh the Son answered them.
And Yahweh the Son answered them.
Truly.
Truly, truly.
I say unto you.
I say unto thee. Now I tell you what I'm gonna do. Yeah. Let me go high horse on you for a minute. Come on, Brother T as well. Let's go to the book called Jasper. 61:5. Let me take my hammer and just and beat this boom 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 boom. Let me show. Come on, grandsons, grandbabies, listen to this, grandbabies. Let's do what it says in Jasper 61:5. Now listen, Mother Foster, listen to this now. With all we've got so far, listen what it got written in Jasper 61:5.
Book of Jasper, chapter 61:5, and it reads, and Jephthah, the son of Eliphaz.
And Jephthah, the son of who?
Eliphaz.
Who is Jephthah, Mother Foster? Who is Jephthah, Mother Foster? That's the one you call the Romans today, Mother Foster. One called the Romans. So that's Jephthah, that's one of the brothers, one of the grandsons of the five sons. Jephthah is one of them. Jephthah is the one you call today the Romans. The Romans, okay? So Jephthah, and who is Jephthah is? In the corner, according to the Bible. No, let's read verse. Watch what the Bible says, 61:5. 61:5.
Book of Jasper 61:5 it reads, and Jephthah, the son of Eliphaz.
Yes.
The son of Esau.
Ain't that something? Jephthah is the son of Eliphaz. And Eliphaz is the son of who?
Esau.
Good. Let's go to 63 and pick verse 20-24. We go to 63, verse 20-24. We go to 63, verse 20-24. Listen, Mother Foster.
63, verse 20-24.
Listen.
And when Zephyr heard the word of his brethren.
And when Zephyr heard the word of his brother, who is Zephyr's brethren? Let the book tell it.
The children of Esau.
The children of Esau. That was called the day of Romans. Go ahead.
He was afraid from death.
Yes.
Jephthah was greatly afraid of Anguish.
Yes.
Verse 21. Anguish and Lucas, his brother, raised all their forces, about 800,000 men.
Right.
And get the children of Kittim.
Kittim. So Kittim has nothing to do as a bloodline to Zeppo.
Right.
Kidom is the name before they put the name Rome there. What was there was Kidom.
That's right.
Ain't no daddy name Rome. The name before he was Rome was Kidom. Right. Son of Japheth. Yeah. So Japheth people cannot be a white man.
Right.
That's right.
You see that?
Oh, right.
You hear me talking, Imam.
Yeah.
Do you hear me talking, Imam?
Talking.
It don't work like that when you go in the Bible. See, it don't work like that. When you watch them bump the gun, then lock the door on them. It don't work like that.
That's right.
Hey, hey.
It said to Zeppo.
And he said to Zeppo,
pray for us.
Keep now Kittim. And who is Kittim according to Genesis chapter 10 of Brother Hoshea Israel? Who is Kittim according to Genesis 10? Kittim is telling Zeppo to pray for us. Kittim is telling Zeppo to pray for us. Who is Kittim? Go to Genesis chapter 10,
chapter
2, down to the name Kittim. It might be with a C or it might be with a K. Same name. Let's find out. Let's see if we tag this and see who got the truth on the table. Do the world of voices. We're going to find out who got the truth. Come on, read.
Genesis chapter 10, verse number 4.
Pick up at verse 2. Okay. Break it on down.
Okay, break it on down.
Yeah, break it on down. Come on.
Chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
The sons of Japheth.
The sons of Japheth.
Gomer.
Magog.
And Javan.
Tubal.
Meshach.
Tyrus.
Verse 3.
3.
And the sons of Gomer.
Askenaz.
Rephah. And Togarmah. Verse 4.
4.
The sons of Javan.
The son of Javan.
Elisha.
Tarshish.
Kittim.
So Kittim is telling Esau, "Would you pray for me?" how is he the white man then? You see they do? You see how that bad teaching on this throughout the world?
Yes.
Kittim is asking Esau, the white man, "Would you pray for me?" So but Kittim is Japheth.
That's right.
So Kittim is not the white man.
That's right.
Kittim is Japhetic peoples. Japhetic peoples asking Esau, the white man, would you pray for me? Well, now come on back and read it in Jasper. Watch this. Watch what Kittim say. So now we know who Kittim is, the descendants of Japhetic peoples, right?
Yes.
What did Kittim say to Zeppo, the sons of Eliphaz and Esau? What did they say?
Pray for us. To the Yahweh of your ancestors.
To Yahweh of your fathers. Yahweh of your fathers. Yahweh of your fathers. Yahweh of your fathers.
Okay.
Yes. Hey, Zeppo, pray to Yahweh of your fathers.
Yes. Of Abraham.
Your fathers. And they're going to tell you more. Watch this. Go ahead.
Pre-adventure. He might deliver us.
Us Kittim.
From the hands of Anguas.
Anguas, that's called the Hamites, the Africans.
And his army,
really.
But we have heard that he is a great Yahweh.
We heard that your Yahweh, Zelpaz, is a great Yahweh. Go ahead.
And that he delivers all who trust in him.
And Kittim telling Zeppo, we heard about you.
Thank you. now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
What to put it as Yahweh. That's what he's telling us to do, great, right? So we can get this thing in order, ain't that right?
Forever and forever, right? Now, you know,
Christianity is right forever is to get to the book of Matthew. But he say forever is forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, come on, verse 17. What did it read?
And the third one.
Uh-huh.
The word is thou shalt be unto your children. children of Israel. And Moses said that God was the film of the people and made before Satan all these words with Joshua the man to him. right here, chapter 4, verse 9, 30, and read. But he armed a chosen generation. A royal priest, good, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that he should show forth the praise of him to come into his right hand.
You ain't got to feel out there, folks. Because you feel about all the time. Thank you. We just gonna break that down, that's all. Where that come from?
Thank you.
Generations of the sons of the Lord. So Shem, Ham, and Japheth. If you don't come from one of these three sons of the Lord, you don't exist here. After them, then sons born after the flood. All right. Okay. Then skip down verse 21. Eber. Even to him were children born. Okay, skip down. All right, yeah, verse 22, verse 22. Asher. There you go, right there. Aram. That's that word there. See, Syria, that word Syria is a polluted word for what?
Dr. King 16. Verse 5. So that word there, that Syria is a polluted word for Aram. All right, back to 2 Kings 16. Verse 5. Brother Johnson Israel. So that's the polluted word for Aram. Go ahead. And Pekka?
Remaliah.
King of Israel. So that came, I see the word Jerusalem there. So we know that word Jerusalem, I know it don't stand up to us. That Jerusalem only goes to the southern kingdom, referring to Judah. So the Jerusalem, so if you put Jerusalem, that word got to trace back. Let's see. When you say Jerusalem, that don't stand up with V-O-T-T-Y. But the counselor, they just read it like it is and say Jerusalem. All right. Let's go to Joshua. A little word for Oshia. Going to Joshua. Good word for Oshia. It's Joshua. All right, Joshua chapter 15. Joshua chapter 15. All right, Mother Z Israel. All right, give me a read verse 8. Joshua, polluted word for Oshia, 15 chapter, verse 8. Mother, D, read that. Just make sure you keep up. We have Joshua, chapter 15, verse 8. Hinnom. Jebusite? No. It's Jerusalem at this time. It's Jerusalem. Read it like it is. So it wasn't Judah at this time yet. It wasn't the Southern Kingdom at this time yet. Hit him. Zion. Well, now we're going to trace what this Jebusite did. We say Jerusalem, referring to the Jebusite. All right, real quick, Mother E. Israel, give me Genesis 10. Who's the Jebusite? Trace that. Now we're going to trace that back. We're going to get a second witness. Before we do that, Mother D.F. Israel, give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12. On your mark, we're coming back. Okay, he's there.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
So that same hour, that righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. Speak our man, none of that. No, we don't do that. Not here. All right, John chapter 3, verse 27. About the DF Israel. Yeah, John chapter 3, verse 27.
John chapter 3, verse 27.
Okay. John chapter 3, verse 27.
John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven.
So a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. All right. Okay, we're going to Brother Joshua Israel. We're going to Solomon. That's in the red book. That's right. All right, we Solomon chapter 2. All right. Now make that wisdom Solomon chapter 9. All right, 17 and 18. Chapter 9, verse 17 and 18. Before we read 17 and 18, is that verse 14. Bosom of Solomon chapter 9, verse 14, 17, and 18. All right, Sister Phoebe of Dear Princess Israel, Bosom of Solomon chapter 9, verse 14, skip down 17, 18. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 9, verse 14, 17, and 18. He said, salt of mortal man are miserable. Said, your old man, would you take this stand or will I take it? He's got to talk to him. The thoughts of more men are miserable. And our vice is but uncertain. Okay, he said the thoughts. Why he say why the thoughts are miserable? Why he say that? Okay. We're coming back. Brother D.F. Israel, give me Jeremiah, 13th chapter. Pick up at verse 4. Now make that seventeen, nine and ten.
Jeremiah 17:9-10
The mind is above all things, and that's really with the Lord. That's why it's visible. It's got the deceit in it. But that mind is deceitful above all things. That's really wicked. Who can know it? Verse 10.
We have
wide searches, but he only check out the mind. He only examines the mind. To the fruit of his door. All right. Okay, all right, we back to that, Wisdom of Solomon chapter 9. I skipped down verse 17 and 18, that's the Wisdom of Solomon.
Come on, Matthew, brother God. Come on, Matthew, brother God, again. That was different, brother. That's why I have the first world. See, brother John, I take all the time.
I'm going
to
be start off Wisdom of Solomon chapter 9 and verse 14. Then I went to Jeremiah chapter 17. What's that, verse 9 and 10? Mm-hmm. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 9 and verse 14, which speaks about the thoughts of mortal man are miserable. And I went to Jeremiah 17, verse 9 and 10. Yeah, okay, you read that verse 18? All right. It said, it's taught the things that are pleasing unto you, right? Okay. How you please y'all? And how you please Yahuwah? Are we going to John back of the book? We're going to John the back of the book. He said, "Talk the things that are pleasing to Yahuwah." All right, we're going to John, back of the book. It's about the things that are pleasing to y'all. Okay, we're going to jump back to the book. Okay. All right, John, 1 John, chapter 3. 1 John, chapter 3. All right. 22, real quick. 3:22. All right. Brother D.F. Israel. First John 3:22, Mother D.F. Israel, C. Royal. That's what pleased him. He's doing that of Torah, the first five books.
He said, he's not dying for something. Make sure you keep the first five books. He's not dying today. He's got my friend alone. He's not dying for something. He said, I'm waiting for you to ask for something. Make sure you got me right first. And he did ask for something. And let's say my job. Hey, hey.
Solomon chapter 9, they're going to pick up at verse 17 again. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 9, verse 17, going somewhere. Mother E. Israel, Wisdom of Solomon chapter 9, verse 17. Yeah, 9, verse 17. Yes, ma'am. Then that righteous spirit from above, from that power who this righteous spirit is. All right, that Luke chapter 1, the president of Israel. And after that, we're going to Daniel. Verse 19. Bad tidings. All right. We identified that righteous spirit is. We're going to Daniel the ninth chapter. Going to Daniel the ninth chapter. Brother Johnson Israel C. Royal. Daniel chapter 9. Okay. Daniel chapter 9. Pick up at, we're going to go to Daniel chapter 8, verse 16, then Daniel chapter 9. Pick up at verse 15 and 16. Daniel chapter 8, 15, 16. Then it can't decide, it's gonna happen. It means to look. Look, go ahead. Stand before me as the appearance of man. July. It is man to understand the vision. Daniel chapter 9. So when that Gabriel which is that righteous spirit, that ministering spirit, so when he visits you and leave you, you will have what? And verse 22, Brother Johnson Israel. You will have some skill and understand. That's why you have skill and understanding.
You got skill and understanding. It would not be doing Job 14, verse 4, Brother John. And they got skill and understanding, Brother Job. I mean, Johnson. It would not be doing Job 14, verse 4. So that's what you say, we got skill and understanding. What's that, Brother John?
And they got skill and understanding, 14, verse 4.
You can't worship on Sunday if you can't get clean.
Now you get understanding. Where Saul's were first, when you get understanding. And we can read. How you get skill and understanding? This is the Israel. How you get skill and understanding?
How you get skill and understanding?
It'll be number one, walk through power.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. He said he gave you, he gave us also your good spirit.
Good spirit.
Good spirit. Good spirit.
You got to recognize by John.
Oh, yeah.
You got to recognize. Chapter 50. Brother Johnson Israel, we're going to Jeremiah chapter 50. Okay, verse 7. Think about verse 6. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 6. This is what goes on here, like tomorrow. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 6.
That's Johnson Israel. D. Roy. He said, my people have been lost sheep. Now, okay, lost sheep. Lost sheep of what? My people have been a lost sheep. Talking about the sheep that you see out there? This sheep got a name on them. This sheep got a name on them. All right. Put a name on them real quick. All right. I'm going to come another way. See Matthew real quick, and I'm going to go to Jeremiah. Going to Matthew. Let's see what I want. Going to Matthew 15, 24, Matthew 15, verse 24, Mother Z Israel, Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. So sheep, we're only talking about the family, nation of Israel. We're talking about the sheep here. All right. Second witness on that. On the second witness. All right, we're going to... all right, Jeremiah. Jeremiah 50:17. Jeremiah 50:17. Mother D.F. Israel. That's who that sheep is. Israel is a sheep. Got a sheep. Lost. Okay, back to that Jeremiah. Same chapter. All right, Brother Johnson Israel. Back to Jeremiah 50. Verse 6. So they shepherds like tomorrow. These pastors, deacons, bishops, with their titles. And cause them to go astray. They never tell you that. They never tell you that Sunday is the first day of the week. Instead of telling you that the Sabbath is the seventh day. They never told you these things. So they caused them to go astray. Hold on. Caused them to go astray. All right, hold that point. Going to Proverbs.
All right.
Going to Proverbs. Going to Proverbs.
my verse real quick. All right, Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28. Verse 10, Mother E. Israel. Proverbs 28. Verse 10. Proverbs 28. Verse 10. So whosoever calls the righteous going astray, just like we read Jeremiah 50, calls them to go astray, calls the righteous going away in the evil way. First day of the week is the day of the Lord rest. See that? They calling you Gentile. That's evil. All the motherland. They tell you to come as you are. No way to read that. Come as you are. You can wear anything. But the Bible gives us us a parent which should be wearing. The Bible gives us that, but he never read you this. We're coming back. He never read you this. Let's go to Numbers. You can't come as you are. I can't read that. Numbers 15, 38 through 40.
The plans on the
street,
Israel.
40.
You're working pretty good there, my job.
Yeah. Then we're going to go in Matthew 22. What's going to happen? We're going to go to Matthew 22 after we read this. And we're going to see. All right, Matt. Numbers chapter 15, 38 through 40.
Already got that in your notes earlier, brother. Brother. Already got in your notes now. I'm going to tell you, make your notes and give yourself a reiteration of what it's about. You already got Numbers chapter 15, 37 through 40, already in your notes. It's always good to bring it out again.
Yeah. Numbers 15, 37 through 40. Numbers
15,
37, 37, 37, 37, 37, 37, 37, 37,
37,
37, 37, 37, 37, 37, 37, 37, 37, 37, 37, 37, 37, 37, 37,
37, 37, 37, 37, 37, 37, 37, 37, 37, what it say?
What
the word